A slimmed down squad hit the practice field on Labor Day, the first practice of the 2016 regular season, with plenty to labor towards. On Sunday, the Green Bay Packers and quarterback Aaron Rodgers are in town for the first game and one of the bigger tests of the season. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. Over the weekend, the Jaguars' roster was trimmed to 53. They added a new linebacker and a new safety and built a 10-man practice squad. Now, you don't have to know too much about football, just have seen the Jaguars over the last three seasons, to understand this is their best squad in years.
Yeah, I think from top to bottom, without a doubt, the best team that we've had, personnel-wise.
Sunday's game against Green Bay is a difficult assignment for a team that wants to turn around what has become a troubling September trend. The Jaguars are just 1-10 in the first month of the season under Bradley, and he, as much as anyone, understands that has to change.
You know, that's something that we harp on. We like to start fast and finish faster. You know, it's not just how we start. It's, you know, the whole game, and it's the consistency. I think for us, is the important part is to stay on schedule offensively.
One guy who figures to be key in stopping the Packers and quarterback Aaron Rodgers is former Packer Devon House, who says his former teammate doesn't give you many keys.
There's no tendencies with him. If he sees a mismatch, he's gonna attack you. And then he'll laugh at you and smile at you during the process.
A few notes to share with you from today at Everbank Field. Arthur Brown made his first appearance in a Jaguars uniform. They liked the linebacker out of K-State back in 2013, and he was thought to be miscast the last few years in the Ravens' 3-4 defensive scheme. The Jaguars also added former Titans safety Marquestin Huff, but he won't be in the locker room or on the field until next week. Huff is serving a one-game suspension for a substance violation. He, by the way, played college ball at Wyoming with Deshaun Gibson. And Knuckles will be knocking on wood, as I tell you. The Jaguars had their full squad on the field today. After suffering no serious injuries during the preseason, they enter the first full week of the regular season with a healthy team. We, of course, will have you covered with the Jaguars this week as they get set for the Green Bay Packers in opening day. We'll have live press conferences with the head coach, quarterback, and coordinators. We'll have analysis and film room Friday, so stay tuned all week here to Jaguars.com. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, brought to you by FanDuel.